always available at Rivers Builders Supply.
Carthage Livestock Auction has a sale every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Under new ownership and management, Kevin McDonald would like to invite you to their sale. Call today, 903-277-4067. Hauling available, cattle working available, and lowered commission rates. Get in touch with the folks at Carthage Livestock Auction, 903-277-4067.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemp Hill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, I want to remind you, you can sign up the day of it at Sabine Medical Center, St. Patrick Day 5K run. They got like four or five different classifications. $500 prize to each first place male and female. They got so much going on. For more information, just call Sabine Medical Center, and you're welcome wherever you live at. Last Breath, The Monkey, other great movies at Parkway Cinema. Go to Acadiana Cinema and click on the Parkway Cinema. Find out everything you need to know. Tomorrow, it is legislator Chuck Owens. Wednesday, Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. And on Thursday, the Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Mike Newton and myself were about the only people at the Northwestern game Saturday. So much going on. Had Mardi Gras parades, baseball, lots of things. I think tonight is the last home game for the men's basketball team, if I remember correctly. They've got a good team this year. They're playing some good basketball. Let's get out and support the Northwestern Demons and have a good crowd out tonight. A big game, and they're playing good basketball. Go out and support them. Want to also remind you that we'll be getting down close to the end of our Louisiana Tech basketball season. We'll be broadcasting Thursday, Louisiana Tech, on most of these stations that we own. They'll be playing New Mexico State. That game time is at 6:30, broadcasting live. Our guest today is the Honorable Judge Jimmy Genovese, President, Northwestern State University. Judge, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. It's a great day getting ready for Mardi Gras.
So did you get all Mardi Gras out over the weekend, or are you still celebrating?
Well, I came home. I'm home resting up a little bit. We've been pretty doggone busy over there, and there's just so much Mardi Gras here that I've experienced for, I don't want to say how long, but well over a half a century. And it's big down here. I mean, really, really big. They got some wonderful parades, and it's all safe, and it's good to bring your family out. And I mean, whether it's Youngsville, Bruce Orr, Lafayette, Scott, Doosan, you name it, they got it. It's a great family experience.
500 students, 19 different schools, came on campus for STEM Day. Tell me about it.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. Another little-known secret at Northwestern, where we allow students to come in and get really experience what goes on in their various departments, whether it's biology, physical science, engineering, technology, veterinary school, division of mathematics. I mean, when you see 500 students walking on your campus like that, and see how much alive Northwestern is and how the attitude is just so positive and great there, it just warms my heart, I tell you. It just seeing those kids, Ted, it kind of brings you back to when I used to walk those sidewalks and those walls being late for class, and that's what's so great about it, and I think we're going to really benefit for some good enrollment in the fall.
And, of course, that does a lot to bring enrollment to Northwestern, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. They get a taste of what it's all about, especially the parents. And you know, the parents, for the most part, they're going to make the decision. The kids, they have their desires and everything, but when it comes down to it and there are options, the parents are going to look at several things. You know, perception is so much the actuality of life, and so when they come on the campus and they see what it is and how the students, the faculty, the staff, how they interact with these students and how they feel comfortable that their children are taken care of and that their money is well spent and that they're going to get a good education and they get to experience what the college family, which is the Northwestern family, is all about. And you don't have that spirit and that family anywhere else. You have spirit, unquestionably, but you don't have that family environment like you have at Northwestern. We are one big family.
By the way, Laurie Moore set me up, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago with the Dean of Nursing at Northwestern. Oh, what an amazing story. Number one in the state, she talks with such passion, and what a great nursing program you have at Northwestern.
Dr. Battle is a superstar. I mean, she is a rock star. She runs that nursing program like I just get out of her way, Ted, because I mean, she is so solid. I mean, when we were approached by Ochsner to say, hey, look, we want 400 nurses now. I mean, Amy Battle sat down with the heavyweights at Ochsner, and I was there. I witnessed it myself in New Orleans. And said, okay, what do you need? We got this, we got that. We can accommodate your needs, and we are very, very close to getting into a very good and positive partnership with Ochsner and other hospitals, because everybody needs nursing, and Dr. Battle, she can produce. And our students did. I mean, our students are not... You don't see some of the things that as far as some of the statistics on it. Our students... They don't fail, okay? Our students, when they go through the nursing program, they pass. And when they go through and take their boards, they pass. Not the second, third, or fourth time. They pass the first time. So they get through with our program. They walk right into the workforce, which is all about. That's what we want to do at Northwestern in every field. When they get that degree, walk off that stage, they go into that job, and those nursing students are over there making a considerable amount of really, really good money. And that's what the education process is all about at Northwestern. Come here, get your education in the field that you wish so that you can get a job in that field or use it as a stepping stone to go into other professional fields. They got it all at Northwestern.
March the 19th at 5:30 in McGill Recital Hall, Age of A1 Forum. Who's going to be there? Who's asked to come?
Ted, I sure hope you come by there. Let's see that. You know, we talk a lot at the basketball game. And by the way, how about our basketball teams? Our men's and women's basketball teams are doing very well. I think maybe it's because of your support there. But
well, I'll tell you what, Saturday afternoon, the girls' game was amazing. But I tell you, you really missed if you didn't make it to the boys' game, because they were behind most of the game, and true teams are the ones that can come from behind and win. They pulled it out at the end.
Yeah, but even though I wasn't there physically, I was watching it. One of the first things I did when I got to Northwestern was to sign up for ESPN Plus and able to see the games, and because I always contact my coaches after the games to either console them or congratulate them, and our girls and our boys, our men and our women are just doing great. But to get back to your question, which is really something that I hope the people look at this very carefully, because I've said over and over again, artificial intelligence is big. Artificial intelligence is the new iPhone. Everybody has to get involved and understand artificial intelligence, what it will do to the business community, to law, to medicine, and every aspect of life is just absolutely amazing. We have at Northwestern, not only are we the first university to have any type of class on Northwestern in artificial intelligence. Monty Shikola is teaching our artificial intelligence course as we speak this spring. In the fall, we will have another artificial intelligence course, which is going to be a follow-up to this Leadership in the Age of Artificial Intelligence Forum, which we have on Wednesday, March 19th at 5:30 p.m. in the McGill Recital Hall. So You ask me who's involved in it. If you want heavyweights, we bring in the heavyweights in. We're bringing in our own from Natchitoches, Dr. Julian Bales. Dr. Julian Bales is a world-renowned neurosurgeon who operates out of Chicago, along with his associate, Dr. Nilang Jha, and we're bringing in Monty Shikola as well. So we have a trio of phenomenal speakers to go ahead and discuss the evolving role of artificial intelligence in education, in business, and in society. This forum is open to the public, and I encourage all faculty and staff to attend, and the public. And for more information, all you have to do is you check. There's a link to register for the event, and you can go online, and it'll be streamed out as well. And for those of you that don't know Dr. Julian Bales, if you've ever watched the movie Concussion that starred Alec Baldwin played Julian Bales, and he was the one who went in and diagnosed the brain injury that occurs in football. And it's a phenomenal story, and it's our own little Julian Bales from Natchitoches who went to who has relatives still here. He's going to be here. Went off to LSU Medical School and just became a world-renowned neurosurgeon. So I would hope that the people would take advantage of this. It doesn't come by very often. You're not going to see it in Baton Rouge. You're not going to see it in New Orleans. You're going to see it in Natchitoches at Northwestern.
The judge is in the house this morning. Northwestern State University will be back in a moment. Broadline Services. You know, maybe it's time to change the flooring in your home. And you're saying, that's going to be a hassle. Do I want to deal with it? Well, if you call Broadline Services, they'll make it real simple. Tim or Juanita, they'll send someone out. They'll measure. They'll tell you what it's going to cost, let you decide what you want to put in. You can call them at 318-652-1215 or go to broadlines.org, and they'll remove the old carpet, flooring, whatever you got. They'll put the new one in. Make it perfect. Across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab, Broadline Services.
Campbell Monument Company, located at 1788 Highway 117 North in Provençal, Louisiana, is locally owned and family operated since 1965. With a state-of-the-art computerized design and laser etching system to make your monument a work of art, we know what these stones mean to you and your family and strive to make your selection of a monument for your loved one as stress-free as possible. Your satisfaction is our top priority. Give us a call at 318-472-6160 for your one-on-one design consultation, and we will turn your ideas into a work of art to commemorate that special someone. Check us out on Facebook or CampbellMonumentCompany.com.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Coles, a communications major from Manny, Louisiana, and I'm proud to call Northwestern State University home. NSU is more than just a school, it's a community. From exciting campus events and pep rallies to a vibrant Greek life and cheering on the Demons at Turbine Stadium, there's always something happening. Whether you're hitting the books or making lifelong friends, NSU gives you every opportunity to get involved and make the most of your college experience. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today. Forkum Demons.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, don't forget, ready to redecorate your home? Nichols can take care of it for you. Winfield, Leesville, Cushato, Manny, the Moore family, been there over 100 years providing great service. Stop by Nichols today. Just Jimmy Genovese is our guest this morning, and I want to talk next about one of the great families in Natchitoches. Lola Donahoe, who passed away last year, had served on the board that oversees Northwestern, but she had been so much to Northwestern. Scholarship has been set up, and the Donahoe family putting a lot of their money into it. Tell me about that.
Well, anyone that knows Natchitoches knows Miss Lola Donahoe, and she's sort of a matriarch. God bless her. When I came on, she was so instrumental in helping me become the president of Northwestern. I'm so grateful to her and her family, Mr. Edwin, Jared, the whole family. Of course, I've known Mr. Edwin and Jared for quite a while, being in the area of law. I've also met his other two children, son and daughter, and they are so very generous in what they have done. They have actually put together a fellowship. We call it the Lola Donahoe Endowed Chair in Interdisciplinary Studies at Northwestern, and through their generosity, $600,000 in private contributions that was set up, along with $400,000 in matching funds from the Board of Regents, and we will be able to set up that endowment, and it's to support the endowed chair and Dr. Nilak Jha. I just discussed with you one of the gentlemen, along with Dr. Julian Bales and Monty Shikola, that are doing the artificial intelligence forum. He is going to be the professor and the chair, the earnings from that endowment are going to be used to attract distinguished scholars to the university and further enhance Northwestern's academic excellence and impact. There's so many good and positive things going on at Northwestern. We'd almost need an hour for this show to get into it, Ted.
You've had really serious recruiting programs at Leesville, Alexandria, and Natchitoches. How many people attended? How successful were they?
Well, actually, and they left off one of the things, and that should add Shreveport. My wife and I drove up to Shreveport. This is one of the fun things that you get a chance to do. You get a chance to see the seniors that really have an interest in Northwestern. Some of them have already signed up for housing and other things. And you get a chance to go there, and believe me, the parents go to that. So that's the greatest opportunity for me, to have an opportunity to speak to the kids, but to speak to the parents, to let them know that their children are safe and that they get a good education. And that's very important, because they're very concerned, they're on edge about it. So we went to Shreveport, we went to Leesville, went to Alexandria, went to Natchitoches. For example, Shreveport, we had probably over 60 people, students there sign up. Coming out of Leesville at the home of Matt and Miss Martha Curry, who run our operation over there in Leesville campus, they opened up their home to us. We had a good 40-some-odd people there for that, along with the parents. Alexandria was just solid. I mean, it was an abject rainstorm. The weather was horrible, and we still had probably 60 or so people, kids there. I mean, it was packed. Every single one of them was packed, the students. And it's just a lot of fun, and it assures the parents that they've made the right decision in sending their children to Northwestern. So when we go there, we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to tour the campus and meet faculty and students and learn about the academic programs that they have. Then student life, financial aid, scholarships, all of that is discussed there, and it has a significant impact on recruiting at Northwestern.
You recently had lunch with the bass fishing team at Northwestern. So what did you guys have, white perch or bass for lunch?
Oh, no. We had, honestly, we had catfish.
Well, that makes sense. Tell me about the fishing team.
Can I tell a lie? But listen, I'm a bass fisherman. My wife and I bass fish, okay? I've been going to Toledo Bend since it opened in 1967 when I started school at Northwestern. I've been bass fishing since I was a child, and my wife and I have a little place up there at Toledo Bend, and I've been having that place for over 30 years, and we fish, and she's a doggone good fisherman, by the way, and to sit down and talk to these young kids, they are so knowledgeable about bass fishing. I thought I knew something about bass fishing, but these kids are just wonderful. I had lunch at Iberville cafeteria with them, and at least seven or eight of them out of the 12 or 13 that they have on the team were there, and I was shooting questions out, and they were just firing back the answers. And what's so amazing is that these young kids are able to balance the academic requirements of being a college student along with going out. Look, they're not just fishing at Toledo Bend. These kids have fished all the way up their tournaments in New York, Alabama. They were leaving the next day to go to Alabama and then to Oklahoma. They were going all over the place. It's unbelievable what they do. And then they took me out in the parking lot. I wanted to see one of their boats. It made me look like I was fishing in a two-bit bateau with a 9.9 Evinrude on the back of the boat. When I went out there to see these Cadillacs that they had, these boats, I mean, I couldn't afford the electronics, much less the boats. And they are so knowledgeable. They showed me the lures, how they fish. They showed me videos of their graphs. I mean, it was just phenomenal. I love these kids. And look, they're nationally ranked. They're out there competing against Auburn and all these people out there. I mean, they are nationally ranked. We're within the top 10 of the nation. Our little Northwestern bass team, they are a great story of success and a great example of what's so good about Northwestern.
You know, when I was growing up in Arkansas, wanted to go fishing, we just used dynamite. It seemed to work a lot quicker.
you can just pick them up, I guess.
We're going to take a break. The president of Northwestern is with us this morning. Okay. Tonight at 6:30, Prather Coliseum, your last chance this season to see the Northwestern Demons basketball team. What a great team they've got. Ticket price is really reasonable. You can get them at the gate. Whatever seat you want is available. Northwestern, your last chance to see the Demons in action tonight. Great basketball. It's at Northwestern State University. Get a ticket tonight.
Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today. Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hey, don't forget, Chuck Owens with us tomorrow, state representative. And I want to ask you, have you missed your eye exam? Well, you want to go to the professionals? Whoever you're going to, think about going to Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries. They're in 15 locations in Louisiana, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. 318-487-2020 or laeyeandlaser.com. We are visiting with the president of Northwestern University, and I want to get down to the last thing I want to talk about. And you met with Governor Landry. He was in Natchitoches last week, and you were talking about the closing of the Campty Mill. And then you and Lori Mara met with the Secretary of Louisiana Workforce Commission. Tell me how that meeting went, what you think you accomplished.
Well, it's two prongs. The first part, Ted, would be the meeting with Governor Landry and a select group of 30 people. It really was a closed meeting. There was an initial presentation by the governor for the press, and then the doors were closed, and the governor took off the gloves and rolled up his sleeves and said, "We got to do something to help this Campty closure. This is so catastrophic for Natchitoches Parish and the surrounding area, and it really is critical. It's unfortunate. They're working very, very hard to try and place these people that lost their jobs, and they're working real hard to do that and making some good progress, I might add. But one thing that's of deep concern, Ted, is the fact that you don't replace the tax consequence. So losing that tax revenue is just something that's catastrophic. We've got to get some business and industry in there to start paying the taxes. We're going to be okay for this year because the taxes last year we'll be okay because the taxes were paid, but this year we've got to get somebody in there to pay some taxes to help the school board, the city, and all other entities that operate off that. But that's the first part. So the governor and brought his economic team there, and they're fighting real hard to minimize the damages from that. As a result of that, Ms. Lori Marlowe, who does a fantastic job for us, she set up a meeting with Miss Susie Schoen, she's actually the Secretary of Louisiana Workforce. We are pushing, Ted, very, very hard on the innovation project. Okay, Innovation Park will be. We've already been working hard on it. It's been going on for years now. It's a little 12-acre development as you're coming in from the interstate. As soon as you get past Four Corners, that big intersection there on the right-hand side where the school was, that little elementary school was. I think it was an elementary school. It was there when I was there, I know. And that little area there, we have cordoned off, and we have done the work and a work up on the Innovation Park there. And that Innovation Park is going to bring business, university, and people and tourists all together in one building. In other words, the Chamber of Commerce is going to be there. Other businesses will be there. We'll be able to provide forums there. We'll also bring in the School of STEM and LSHMSA. We're going to bring all of that together, all in that building, and when people come in off the interstate and they come in to Natchitoches, they'll be able to stop there and find out anything and everything they need to know about Northwestern. It is big. We've got the land there. We've got $2.1 million in seed money. We just need to take it over the hump, and that's why I went to Washington, D.C. to speak to Senator Cassidy, Senator Kennedy, and our new representative, Cleo Fields, to get us some funds and get that over the hump so we can get started and get it shovel-ready, because it's going to be a big thing for Northwestern.
Now, that park is strictly for public use. It's not for private industry as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's for business. Anybody that wants to come in and set up an office there, sure. It's for business. It's going to help Natchitoches, I think, tremendously, because we're working closely with Natchitoches to make this happen. And, of course, we're that's our partner. Natchitoches and Northwestern are joined together at the hip, so we work very closely to make good things like that happen. So it's going to help business. It's going to help the school. It's going to help everybody, and even bring in tourists for us.
Yeah, I'm out of time. I got 30 seconds left, but very quickly, you were reviewing tuition fees. Tuition fees in the future going up or down?
They're edging up to keep up with inflation at best. Of course, it's not going to be anywhere near as high as what inflation has been, but these fees have been set for quite some time, and they have to be revisited, and they're looked at very carefully. There's a solid workup on it to make sure it's fair and equally assessed across the board. It's not a big increase at all. But I mean, things have, the price of things have gone up. Go to the grocery store and see. And so we have to keep up with it because the cost continues to rise. But it's going to be okay. It's palatable.
Always enjoy Vista. We look forward to visiting next month.
See you at the next.